Hey, Bert, what was he just talking about? La Palma?
Yes. Yes.
What did he say about it?
You have to probably repeat it, but I
the new vent. There's a new vent, and the new vent has gone.
Oh, yeah. You asked if you saw something, Bert. Something fell. What did you ask?
Mm-hmm. Well, it looks like I saw it.
Side of the hill fell into the
Let him answer.
It looked like the island instead, because in the last few weeks, we've seen the lava dropping into the ocean, Bob, but I saw a TikTok look like some of the island is actually falling into the ocean now.
It's not the mountain. It's, and Ian says that's the beginning of it or something?
It's a new vent, they said.
Well, does that affect the big one that causes the tsunami?
Ian, does that affect the big one to create the tsunami?
We was trying to tell you, but Bob said let you answer, so we figured you knew. You've done your homework, so... The answer is yes, if he can take that, but he didn't hear that. He doesn't know, so I don't know what you know that he knows. So as long as you know, I guess that's all that matters. Bob will figure it out on watch date.
Okay. Okay, Ian.
You're watching the wrong thing, though. Don't worry about the lava flow. Look at the earthquakes. That's unfathomable. It's one thing to have it as the case or to be or not to be. But when you start living like that, something's up. You can't have that much infrastructure or liquefaction for that much shaking without having some base or strata shift.
Yes.
And nobody's talking about the seismic line that runs from New York City to the Canary Islands. Mm. And I don't know where all these goddamn smart people are, but boy, they've been on vacation. What we trying to tell you? I mean,
yeah, I remember that
lunch.
I remember that. That's what you initially said when it blew, that there was a line connecting that. And actually, when they started off, they started off like 1,000 in one day, 1,000 earthquakes in a day. Wow.
Hey, Bert, that line is part of my intestines. And you should think about that too.
Yeah, Bob. Yeah, Bob.
I am the Earth Bird. You are the Earth Bird.
Bob, with your tequila cream and sugar coffee enema.
Yeah,
we know.
See,
that is
why I have to keep my colonoscopies or whatever you call what I do on Sundays enemas.
Yeah.
Have to keep
them
cool.
We call them. Bob, we call them interventions. We call them interventions.
Yeah, interventions.
That's what we call
political interventions, like LaRouche does all the time. Yeah.
Well, sometimes it's more political than others, but it's pretty tough.
But it's my body.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
My body.
I'm not just
that
face. I'm just
a
cute face up in the sun.
The sun, dude, Earth is your intestines.
Earth is my bailiwick.
That changed anatomy.
Was that Bailey Wick or doppelganger, Bob? That's what we're trying
that
to figure out now.
You perverted ex-non-physical is what you're talking to, Bert.
Well, we're just glad Bob's applications hadn't gone through. Nobody will go to work because he'd have replaced us with a new non-physical if he could have got a taker. Nobody would take it. Bob's a slave driver, and they won't nobody take him on. But he's got it up to $6 an hour. We're going to see. He might get some takers yet. I don't know. His friend with that minimum wage is going
to
be a
Sorry to send him.
Wage.
Get it back
Bob
in line.
Living wage.
I get it. I get what you're saying.
I don't know.
Who are you talking to? Well, listen, what are you doing here?
I'm talking to you. I am still having a session with me. I'm
What'd you say, Carol? She's having... Oh, okay, I'll mute. The
yeah.
Sorry, Bert.
Hey, Ion, I want to go back to a point that kind of bounced off me a little bit in the heat of the fire engaging you. Hey, that intergalactic thing that's going on in D.C. is really big because you've never referenced intergalactic with the aliens. And so my question
is... Do you understand that no one else, including Bob, would know that? Now, Carolyn might if you pressed her, but you're not going to press her because she's busy. She got things
right.
to do, unlike everybody else. But she would know that. She'd go through it. It'd take her a minute.
What is it, Bert? What's she talking about? What would Carolyn know?
The intergalactic reference that Ian laid out with Linda last show, Payday.
What was that?
That's what I'm going into, because he just says, call it intergalactic, interstellar. And so, Ion, the question, this intergalactic, I mean, if you look at the technical definition, that means there's more than one galaxy being evolved. And up to this point,
of course,
we were aware of, you just said that the aliens have taken over the Pentagon, which is the old aliens that you laid out. And then we have the new aliens being involved, but is there another alien element that's engaging?
The one from Trafalgar.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's very upsetting.
We gotta get this.
So, yeah. Ion, when that Battle of Trafalgar happened, was that an alien intervention at that time?
Mm. No, but it was in the Canary Islands, and it did affect the Queen of England.
1805.
And Trafalgar, in the gate. And so far, that's been, caused the loss of Buckingham Palace.
Mm.
So far.
Mm-hmm.
And the Queen keeps asking, how did Bob do this? How did he get rid of me just by sitting there going to the beach? How did he do this?
So is that like...
Has he no regard? Has he no regard?
Shut up! So was it...
You're in big trouble now, Ion. You told me that stuff. Now you're fucking it. You're in trouble.
Is it like a fractal, a little blib, a fractal that's come around to this timing?
Uh-huh. It's not little. It loops. If it's an intergalactic representation, the multiverse, it's not like a rift. Now, y'all live through the rifts. Y'all got through that. I don't know how. There's a lot of nastiness that goes along with that, but you somehow have survived that part. Okay, we're going to give you that. But the other parts, everything else is going on at the same time that everything else is going on. So there's more going on.
Look up the Tesseract. TESSERACT. That's what it is for the shape.
Okay. Tesseract.
Mm.
Tesseract. Yeah.
So it is happening. We're in the muck. We're in the muck.
What Ian was trying to describe was a tesseract, not a fractal.
All right. Mm. Let me define tesseract. Tesseract is, in geometry, the tesseract is the four-dimensional analog of the cube. Four-dimensional.
Mm.
Boom.
Mm-hmm.
The tesseract is to the cube as the cube is to the square. So we've gone into the fourth dimension. Correct?
Always were they, Carol.
At least. And
now look at the
way
that. Scroll down, and you'll see how it goes in and out. You mm-hmm. see the image? Moving image?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Dimension at least. So are we in the fifth dimension, Ion?
We don't want to say it like that, because other people are listening. They're trying to figure all this out, like you all are. So we don't want to make it in any way ambiguous. We want to be clear. So to swing at it is not the kind of way we're going to do this. What we will do is we're going to go back and let Bert ask the question, and then you be the caller to say, hang on, I need clarity. What are the words? Why did you bring it up in the first place? How does this apply? We'll do it that way, and then you get what you were trying to accomplish, and Bert gets clarity with his... new information.
Okay. And this,
Hey, Bert, you don't go into a dimension. Everything's overlapping, and there's actually no walls anymore.
Right.
You can't even tell you went into another. You don't know that you moved. There's no way to gauge that. So you don't go to the fifth dimension or the eighth dimension. That's silly talk.
We're already there.
True. And even Eartha Kitt didn't like the fifth dimension. She was pretty hot. She was pretty hot for a cat lady. She was pretty hot. It was alright.
So Ion,
as hot as Odessa. Odessa was hung out with Herb Cohen, the mafia manager for Zappa in the early years. And then Frank found out he was stealing from him, so he kicked him out.
So Bert's questions are?
So Ion, are the Trafalgar element in this intergalactic battle, are they engaging to help the older aliens, or they're engaging on their own accord?
Neither.
It looks like neither.
Neither. No. See, they're beefing amongst themselves. It's kind of like the Democratic National Party. The Democrats aren't even against the Republicans anymore. They're against themselves. You see? They're fighting, and it's an intergalactic battle in itself. It's like the middle of the loom has changed threads, and nobody let anybody know. And all of a sudden, now the perfect white as snow fabric has got great big black and red and green and purple stripes in it. It's ridiculous, and nobody seems to be able to see the colors until they get it. Until it's too deep in the loom, the fruit of the loom has been tainted, and that interdimension shift has caused a what did Bob call it? A tesseract? A tessa? A tissy a tessy. The tesseract's in a tissy. That's what it is. Because now you've got enough energy ambiently. Do you remember, Bert? Come on now, don't lose me. Stay with me. Here we go. Do you remember the energy that's loose in... Okay. Remember your little show that you watched and how they dropped and pulled in energy out of space to open a wormhole to drop you back to Earth?
Another life,
Another life. That's exactly what this reference is, because they didn't realize there was that. They knew how much energy it took to open or sustain a wormhole, or their tech body knew. They didn't even know that.
Right.
Dumb fuck. They didn't even know what they're doing. But the tech body knew. Okay, so the tech body helped them out to be able to find it, but they didn't know how to capture the said energy force that was taken to focus to open the wormhole. Guess who knew that? The aliens knew that. So they had to gerrymander a way to love them up or some way to get that energy so it would flow. Now, of course, the aliens were thrilled to participate because now they had them by the hook. That's what you're seeing take place now, is the hook is being set. Do you know when you take if you're a deer hunter and you want to get that big old buck, the best way to do it is get you three or four horns, you know, the spikes off the other deer, and tie them together, three of them, and get up in your deer stand and get a rope. And then take and clang that, make you hit the ground, make them hard antlers bump into themselves. And that big old buck thinks something's going on that they're beefing. He's going to say, oh, if they fight, they must be something over I can smell. I'm going to get over there. And that'll draw them big old bucks that come in there to fight. You lay them down. That's what's being done here. The blinds are set. Bert, the blinds...
Are set.
They're all put down. I mean, there's hundreds of windows in the Buckingham Palace, but all the blinds have been pulled down in Buckingham Palace. The blinds are
boarded up. Hey, no. That's not the blind. The blind is the deer stand where you sit to shoot the buck. A blind.
See how I got him to say
like
that?
Duck blind.
To reveal that first? I just made a stupid statement.
And Buckingham Palace, those windows have been boarded up from the outside. I don't know what good that does.
So I am the Trafalgar element is battling within themselves. That's what you were saying?
Mm-hmm. That's what's causing the pressure in La Paloma Loma.
It's like the intestine. the intestines touch each other, right? So 1805 is touching 2021.
Boy, that was a, Bob, that was a shitty reference. Did you know that?
No. No, just because the intestines, you mean?
Yeah.
I have no problem with the cloacal. The cloacal or cloacal, I don't know how you say it.
For the scat lover in all of us, right, Bob?
Yeah, C-L-O-A-C-A-L. It means, you know, down there in the underbelly.
So underbelly.
New words for Ryan. So, Burke, you've got to wrap it up. We got to another person on here.
Real quick question. Okay, thanks, Bob. Ion, I got to re-listen to something, and you slipped that by, and it's pretty big, about those four angels that were trapped with the top of the Euphrates underground.
We're not gonna name them, but yeah.
Where were they trapped?
With the Tigris and the Euphrates. Ian said that there were four nasty angels. But Ian, is there something special about the water to trap angels?
Yeah. Yeah. Bob calls it bread of living water.
My water, Bert. How the hell do I keep the angels away? I just suck them in and they get trapped in Bob's swimming pool. I'm always inviting them over. Come on over for a swim, guys. Let's get over the bygones.
And then Bob pops up and says, well, you know what Ian says? Ian says a lot of people going to have to die for me to get to the bunker. And then the next thing you know, they start taking spent eye blocks and start raising the Tigris and the Euphrates out of the Sahara Desert.
Ooh.
That's pretty fun, isn't it? Won't that be wonderful?
Yeah.
And they sang in the hymn, will there be any stars in your crown, Bob? Will there be any stars in your crown?
I'll bring some more into that because there's a little more there, but I'll bow out. And I'll have some questions on that on Saturday.
Y'all got to watch your shit now. We're fixing to run out of things.
What?
Just saying. You're running out of things here. That's what we're saying.
It's
about to run its coast.
Yes.
This is a coast. It's about to run the coast.
Okay. Thanks, Bert.
So,
tailgate gets questions right away.
Maybe. Everybody if you doubt any of these words, y'all move to California. Real estate is cheap, 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 cheap. Buy it all. Move to California.
Okay. Yeah, thank you.
Thanks.
Here's the next topic. On the chat line, November 20th, Saturday night, late Saturday night, I guess, maybe even before the Saturday show, somebody named Sidney Trebuchet, T-R-E-B-U-C-H-E-T, started posting maniacally. He said, Blogspot is down for me again. Probably too busy. Well, I'll try again in a few minutes. I've checked my internet connection. Maybe a fire proxy wall. Not sure. That's the next part.
This is more important than Bert.
Yeah. Okay, here's what he said. He said this at the important time, 9:24:22 a.m., November 20th. He starts off, I wish to make it clear that while listening to the most recent of Office Hours and thinking to myself, I bet it was better in real time duffel bag when spoiled it by nearly going on about what he probably knows all about the animated titles of that Wild Wild West TV show and others that use such opening titles. Phew, thank goodness he has a crappy SIP phone. Then he says, other than that, very enjoyable. The above is by the weight of feedback for what it's worth. And I certainly will not be trawling through archives and archives to find those international concoctions around 2001 or September 11th, whatever they were called, that windy bag duffel seemed to think maybe of interest. No way, not this casual listener. Ditto, charging the Lenovo as I type. I don't want to miss a minute. Okay, what is this thing? Is this a blog troll? What is Sidney Trubisky, Ryan?
It's a very, very conscientious listener that understands the bigger picture that you can't have a rich communist and that isn't running it. The only rich communist is the one that's running it. And the rest of them, you can't listen to a socialist with five houses and multi-millions of dollars in the bank. Socialists don't do it like that. So if you're that, then you're not socialist. So he's just saying that going on and on and on, he's not going to waste his energy in that aspect. Windy bag duffel. That was cute. It's kind of clever.
All right.
And he likes what you have to say. He likes what you have to say, but he's not going to waste his energy there.
Thank you very much. I knew I'd get something. Now, where's Jack? I don't see Jack here. He was scheduled to be on here. So, better hurry up and call back in, Jack. Meanwhile, we'll let Susanna go.
Is that me? Hello?
Yep.
Is that you?
Oh,
you want it to be you? It's all right. Hey,
I
baby.
Do. Hey, hi. Hey, Bob. Hi, Ion. Hi,
hello.
Colin. Hi, everybody. Hey,
take your time.
Question.
You got
7 minutes. You mentioned in the private session during Linda's, you brought up again about all humans, if you take the space out of all of their being, their meat sack,
well,
would fit on a sugar cube.
No, there's not on a sugar cube. If you compressed it all without the space in the cells, every cell and every human being on the planet would fit into the size of a sugar cube. That would be a very dense sugar cube. Matter of fact, it'd probably plunge to the middle of the earth because it would be so heavy. But if you take all the space out of the cells, that's how it would fit.
And what would that matter be? How would you define what is?
Those would be nucleus. That's the nucleus of all your cells.
Ah. And can the same be done with the physical of the ascended?
No. Because the balance and the valence of the 14th ring seals that. That's why when you're making a baby and the junk breaks and closes the zygote, no more other junk can get in there. So that's what happens. So you don't have a half bleed brother.
So there's, I guess I'm not getting it. So.
Yes, you're doing fine. You asked the right question. Ascended humans can't be taken apart. You can't be shaken asunder. You can't have the space removed from yourself because they're closed. They're sealed. So even if you tried to do that capacity, it wouldn't be effective because God knows.
Ah, I see. Okay. Because the cells are sealed, so they can't be compressed. There's all the
well,
space.
They can't be eradicated, meaning they can't be taken out. They can't be taken to the point where they would be rejected or dejected in essence.
Ah, I see. Okay. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Okay. And then you also mentioned, sorry, I need to go. Carolyn, that there are 15 other JWs in other worlds talking to Bob, and that there used to be 16, but you lost one.
Correct.
One Bob.
Lost a couple, but it's been a long ride.
When did Bob get lost? Ask that.
Well, that was my question. Was it Bob that was lost, or was it JW?
Can't tell the difference.
Oh, it was me he was referring to. There were 16, but then one's gone. So there's 15 Bobs.
Hmm.
There's only six JWs. There's only six JWs.
And then
you
mentioned...
Yeah, you've been through more JWs.
What'd you say?
Been through more JWs.
Yeah,
hurry up,
we have to get Jack
at the B. The Bree is
okay.
Rushing back.
Okay,
find out, did I get killed when I went across the golf course in 2014? The guy that was shot, and I survived it, but I didn't.
Of course, you didn't survive it, but that's a good
thing. See, there it is, Carolyn, I didn't survive it.
It helped Karen, gave Carolyn a break, for God's sake. She said all she could do. Oh.
Look at that, Susanna.
Okay.
He's been telling me I survived it. Never telling everybody in the world I survived it. Look at the fucking stomach.
You keep fucking with him. You got a fingertip towels, and you're gonna lose another one too. You need to quit all that foolishness. It's like a water
And that's
hose.
Why so many
like
people gotta
hose.
Die, Susanna, for me to get to the
wait,
bunker.
Wait. But here, they're talking about the same thing in all these other worlds. As you've mentioned, quantum culmination, where it doesn't change the outcome, but gives a different perspective. Like the show, If I Hadn't Met You, where this guy was traveling to different...
We know it. Universe. Everybody knows it. You don't got time for that. That's
okay.
Right. Go ahead.
So, all of this is playing out. Is this what you're mentioning with the Trafalgar and... These are all universes.
The old woman was his wife. The old woman was his wife. That's the point.
Uh-huh.
And she couldn't say that, and she was trying to help, but she was very clever and very, very witty and looking at him with that.
What are you talking about? A TV show? Come on, Susanna.
But it's all this. My question is, it's like these, all these, what is being gone through right now, here and now, with Bob and Carolyn and JW is happening in all those other multiverses with the same outcome, but with a different perspective.
Yeah. This time Bob found out that he's a big dick. This time Bob found out that what he says comes true. This time Bob's not a fuck-up. This time the Church of Subgenius actually turns into something. This time the Marshall McLuhan Foundation might have some valued girth. Before it goes waning into the perilous sea. Yeah, so.
But
he's a little smarter than he was.
But you said before that fate.
Okay, take the brief. Take the brief. Cut the top off of it. Put some salted almonds and you put.
Shut up.
Yes.
Shut
up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up.
Shut up.
Sorghum syrup.
We'll stop it. No breathe. Don't utter.
Eat it.
Fate was not, doesn't apply, but here it's the same fate.
Not fate. That's outcome.
You better explain yourself.
Okay. All right, thank you.